This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Flags at the White House are flying at half staff this morning in memory of the 8 people shot dead by a gunman at a San Jose, California rail yard. The shooter, 57-year-old Samuel Cassidy, killed himself as law enforcement moved in. His ex-wife says he talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. And rail yard employee Kirk Bertale says Cassidy chose his victims carefully.
I do know that he had a specific agenda and was targeting certain people. He walked by other people. He let other people live as he gunned down other people.
He talked to KGO-TV. This was the 15th mass killing in the nation this year. And California Governor Gavin Newsom says it's time for Americans to ask themselves some tough questions and get some answers.
When are we going to come to grips with this? When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively? Our politics, stale rhetoric, finger pointing. All the hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration, more scenes like this repeated over and over and over again.
3 police officers have been shot and wounded in a Dallas suburb. They were answering a call about a suicidal person in Flower Mound, Texas. Police call this an active situation this morning. The vote expected today, but Republicans in the Senate are expected to block the idea of creating a commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The House has already approved the bill. China is accusing the Biden administration of playing politics and calling for an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. It was first detected in China in late 2019. President Biden's directed intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to investigate the origins of the pandemic, including any possibility the trail might lead to a Chinese laboratory. This is AP News. Our Jackie Quinn's got more on the battle against COVID.
Federal health officials have approved a third antibody drug to help reduce the impact of COVID-19 on infected patients. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's authorized the emergency use of a new drug with the goal of reducing hospitalizations and patient deaths. The drug comes from GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology, designed to treat mild to moderate cases of COVID-19, where patients are at risk of severe illness because of advanced age or underlying health conditions. This antibody drug is given through an IV and should be administered within 10 days after symptoms develop. Health officials say the demand has been low for 2 similar drugs already on the market. They suspect hospitals don't have a clear picture of the drug's availability. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.